Hey there! Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Well, tonight we've got Blue Jay basketball against St. John's. Weird times in the old Big East. You have DePaul literally went from beating the best team in the conference by record to losing to the worst team in Georgetown. By the way, we will have more on that coming up in content, including including the I'll be curious to see what the reaction is, but the play-by-play call from Rich Shvatkin, who is the longtime voice of the Hoyas, how he called the win last night. Okay. Some people were very triggered by this.
No way.
Yeah.
Plus, it'll come up in Bet of the Day because a certain someone in this room might have had the team that was playing Georgetown.
Oh, they did.
Yeah.
But you know what?
What?
You know, some of us have a purpose for what we do.
That's true.
Some of us had a purpose. Oh, hey. Happy anniversary. I just saw this too.
I was going to say, don't you want to go back?
Nope. The dumbest
back
logo.
Back to the Shack?
The dumbest
college
logo.
College sports logos for the second time in recent weeks, right? Or what the other?
There was
Three decades ago this year, these logos made their debuts. A few were still active until recent years. And one of them, well, two of them actually, are Nebraska.
Well, cool. Little Red was born in 1993. And the Chicken Scratch Huskers was born in 1993.
I just do not understand why you hate that logo.
Because it's dumb and it looks, it's just.
It's unique.
It's just a word.
I don't care if it's unique. It'd been unique if they'd have had a cow's butthole as the logo. That means good.
I mean, that would have been very unique. Hard to argue with that.
What if it was a cow pissing on a flat rock?
That would have also been very unique. I like the Nevada one too, by the way, and the Memphis one. I didn't realize a lot of these were 90s logos.
Where can I see these?
College sports logos.
Caleb Henry retweeted it, Nick, if you follow Caleb Henry.
Well, why don't you retweet it from the JTech Construction Zone?
Okay, Nick, I'm retweeting it from @USC1620, yeah. So it should be on your...
Yeah, this is the anniversary of Chicken Scratch Huskers, the worst Husker logo of all time.
I don't understand it.
I don't like it.
It's great.
It's boring. It's kind of boring.
Jesus. It's not boring. It's just...
It's kind of boring.
Look who you have on your side.
You know what it started?
Yeah, you have me.
Actually, you know what it started? And this has always been a thing that... And I'm still waiting, by the way, Trev, because Trev wanted to, you know, one of the things he talked about last year was, hey, we want streamlined uniforms across all of our sports. Mm-hmm. We want a unique look across all of our sports. We haven't gotten that yet.
What's going on with the Auburn Bulldog?
The what?
Is that Auburn?
Where?
I don't know.
It's probably not Auburn, but who is?
I don't know.
Auburn is the Tigers, Nick, so it's definitely
Auburn Bulldog.
After I said it, I realized.
The other thing about the Chicken Scratch Huskers is it introduced the, I guess they call it the Iron N.
Oh, the N, this version of the N?
Whereas the N on the helmet is different.
It's a regular N, yeah.
I've always thought they should be the same N.
I don't care
which one they choose, just pick one.
I liked when Solich became the head coach and how a lot of the gear that they had at that time was just the regular N again. Like his polos, if you look at Frank, I thought that look was sweet. I like that N.
And
I think it's a sharp looking N.
It's Alabama
N. It's more unique versus the iron N is very close to Michigan. It's a different letter, but it's the same general design.
At least it's not as bad as the one from like a decade ago that looked like Mississippi State. Remember that N that said Huskers like the Mississippi State?
Yeah,
I didn't like that either. It looked like, and I say this with no ill will because I went there last night, it looked like a Walmart logo.
You were not.
It looked like Walmart.
It did, actually.
You know, it's like you go to the store and it's like, ooh, they have Husker gear, but it's not really Husker gear.
Yeah.
It's off-brand Husker gear.
Also, I was told that the Chicken Scratch Huskers, that Steve Peterson had something to do with the design.
That's why you hate it.
No, I've never liked it, but then I really didn't like it when I found out he had something to do with it.
How much of me liking it is, that's the first logo that I remember, won.
Probably that.
You know, so I associate it with winning
in the 90s. It's like the Broncos uniforms. They won their Super Bowls with those uniforms.
Yeah, they need to get rid of them.
Go
back to the Orange Crush with the light blue helmet. It's a great look. That says 90s. The 90s style is very much back in fashion. People like that
folks,
era. I know you hate it, but I think it's cool. I think 90s gear is sweet.
I didn't say I hate it.
Well, that Dolphin sweatshirt I have, that's kind of 90s-ish, right? I like that a lot.
I just don't like that logo.
Very sad.
Just not that logo. Mm. Not a fan of that logo.
Tiny Herbie's freaking me out a little bit.
Out on Tiny Herbie?
Out on Tiny
Herbie.
Well,
that's Little Red. That's not
Sorry,
Tiny.
Little Red. In the family tree.
Tiny Herbie.
In the family tree, what
How
is Little Red to Tiny
be
Herbie?
Received today? And Little Red already is kind of polarizing with some people. So there are people that don't like Little Red.
People hate Little Red.
How much would Little Red been disliked if his name would have been Tiny Herbie?
Tiny Herbie's
kind of
cool.
Tiny Herbie.
Tiny Herbie, Tiny
Actually,
baby
I think
boy.
I kind of want to call him Tiny Herbie now.
Can we get a triple B shirt that has Tiny Herbie?
Can we get
new receivers coach Tiny Baby Boy to be the prototype for new Tiny Herbie?
I like this idea because apparently we're going to get new Herbie this year too. See, that's when they're going to do the redesign. It'll be after this season. It'll be before next.
I want it now.
I still think new Herbie's going to have a podcast with a fade. He invests in crypto?
Definitely not. He needs to go back to being a farmer.
This program has been bankrupt enough. The last thing they need is to invest in crypto.
Good point. Needs to be a farmer. You know, a few pounds.
Damn right.
You know?
Yeah.
I need that's what we need. Maybe the overalls are
MAGA Herbie.
Maybe the overalls are a little darker. The jeans a little darker on the jean now. But yeah. Maybe he's wearing a hoodie.
Oh, hoodie Herbie.
You think Herbie wears hoods? Not that type of hood. Hooded sweatshirts, guys. Realized what I said immediately.
Coming up.
Adam says, Tiny Baby Herbie Boy.
Tiny Baby Herbie Boy.
It's time for dumb debates, including...
No, content. We already
content,
did dumb debates.
Content.
This
I'm
whole
sorry,
show
content.
Has been a dumb debate.
Content.
What do we
including
have?
Including, Zach Taylor is not the only ex-Husker head coach.
Oh,
who is making headlines this week?
Also,
and this person deserves your respect.
Also, for some reason, we keep talking about LeBron James. Every day we talk about LeBron James. Who are we? Skip Bayless and Shannon Sharp?
And once again,
funny?
Josh's NBA hate comes through.
No. I like the NBA now, and I'll explain when we return.
Join 1620 The Zone for our fourth annual Pink Out Game broadcast. It's going to be at the Hope Lodge just down the street at 80th and Farnham, just off of Dodge, down the hill from Children's Hospital. We're doing our paper drive, toilet paper, other paper products, gift cards to either restaurants or shops or stores, all for the patients and their loved ones who are able to stay long-term at the Hope Lodge while their loved one gets life-saving cancer treatments. And if you can't be there in person this Friday from 10 a.m. to 6 p.m., please consider a donation online. Visit cancer.org/pinkout. That's cancer.org/pinkout.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.